Good morning. This is Chris Messini, reading poems this week selected by Mike Ailman, who, like so many of us, is staying home, unable to come and read poems for the Poetry Moment. Today's poem, like yesterday's, is by a contemporary poet, Suzanne Cleary. Suzanne's poetry has been featured in Best American Poetry, Poetry London, and The Atlantic. She's a winner of a Pushcart Prize. Her books include Beauty Mark and Crude Angel, in which today's poem, Nest, appears. Nest. One morning, there it is, inside the left front corner of the porch roof, jammed into the gap. A fist-sized tangle of grass out of nowhere, as if a crow flew in, ready-made, which seems no more unlikely than the slow accumulation of grass blades, twigs, the red cellophane strip from a cigarette packet thrown into the hedges. There's no telling how long the nest hung there while I walked past carrying groceries, thumbing keys. One morning I look up, and there it is. I have never told David that for the first 2 years of our marriage, I fell asleep remembering, room by room, the apartment where I had lived alone. The living room's sky blue cast iron radiator, the deep kitchen sink with two faucets. Before I could fall asleep, I needed to feel at home, which eventually happened without my noticing. The bird's nest seems barely one object, barely an aggregate, grasses crushed together, not woven. The nest is, at best, a tangle, which is what we were told was happening inside of my mother, tangles inside of her brain, so that she would ask me if I wanted more tea, and then ask me if I wanted more tea, and then she would ask so that I never learned to set the cup down. I would hold it with both hands, lift it repeatedly to my lips, drinking the emptiness. David and I think that the birds, we think sparrows, lived in the nest 3 days at most. We heard tiny cheeps. Once we saw wings flutter, then spiral up over the roof. We agreed to leave the nest there, leave it be, although neither of us can say when we agreed. That was Nest by Suzanne Cleary, chosen by Mike Ailman for the Poetry Moment. And I'm Chris Messini.